My name is Alice, and I'm a health educator, the program director for Wyoming on Wellness, promoting overall health for employees on the State of Wyoming Health Plan. Each episode, you'll get new insights, motivation, and knowledge about how you can live your healthiest life. I can't wait to be a part of encouraging you to think differently about your health and ultimately get one step closer to feeling and living healthier. It's really good to have you here. Welcome to the Wyoming on Wellness podcast. Welcome to the Wyoming on Wellness podcast. My name is Alice Baron, and I am here to talk to you today about all of those amazing benefits your employer gives you. And how do you keep track of them? How do you choose the right ones? What do you do once you choose them? And do you use them, like fully utilize them like you should? It's not an easy thing to do. Nobody really talks about it, so I thought it was about time, and I knew just the right guy to talk to about it. So I'm very excited to have my guest, Matt Nagy. And so I just want to welcome him first, and then we're going to get started on the exciting topic of navigating your health benefits and other benefits.
Well, thanks for having me, Alice. I appreciate it.
So this podcast really addresses the practical challenges that we face as employees in keeping track of our benefits and understanding all those various aspects of them, like retirement plans, health benefits, other resources. And we have usually quite a few, and it's very hard to keep track of. So first of all, I want to acknowledge that I feel like we are very blessed to have these benefits, and I want to thank employers for offering them to us to begin with. I know that I'm grateful, but I'm also overwhelmed, and I bet you are too. There are so many of them. I know that I've looked at some of my benefits at the end of the year and realized I didn't utilize them all. And some of that was just, you know, intentional. Some of it, and I would probably say most of it, was not intentional. So by the end of the podcast, I want you, listener, to be one of those few people who have made a plan to make the most of what you have been given and what is available to you from your employer. So after this show, you're going to just feel more confident about managing your benefits and making the most of all they have to offer you, really leaving nothing on the table and maximizing them to their fullest. And really how this topic came about was that it was birthed literally by my kids. So I have young adult children, and they graduated from college and they got their first job, and they said, "Hey, Mom, I've got all these great benefits. Check them out. Can you help me choose the right ones and show me what they mean and explain some of these to them?" And that was really an eye-opener for me. I've been in the workforce for a very long time. I'm not going to say how long. But when you're looking at a fresh set of benefits, you recognize that there's some variations, some differences, and what have you. And it was really an eye-opener because I felt like, boy, my poor kids have no clue. So how could I equip them to really understand what they had and dive into those details that they needed to know, and maybe not so much the things they didn't need to know? And then how could they be reminded of them in the year after they chose all those benefits? So that was my humbling experience. And so I decided to bring in Matt Nagy to help, because he has a lot of experience in benefits and explaining benefits to people. So, Matt, what is it that you do for the state of Wyoming?
Well, depending on where you look, I am called the e-learning coordinator or a media specialist. So I basically help HR and state employees understand their benefits through training. I create videos for employees group insurance, EGI at the state, which, oversees most of the benefits. And I also do a monthly-ish video blog about these benefits, trying to help out employees and HR.
And that's, where is that blog located?
So you can find it on YouTube. In fact, if you just search for Subject Matter Minute, it's very likely the playlist will show up.
Excellent. So even if you're not on the state health plan, you might want to check this out, because Matt does go through different benefits, and the things that he covers are probably things you want to know about your benefits too, no matter where you work, even if it's for the University of Wyoming or Natrona County School District. No matter where you work, you kind of have similar benefits. You usually have health benefits, you have retirement benefits, and all of those sometimes overlap with the state, but sometimes they don't. But it is a similar approach. We're just trying to keep track of them all and asking the right questions and making sure that we're really able to apply all they have for us. So, Matt, how can we keep track of all of our benefits in your humble opinion?
Okay, well, first of all, if you have state benefits, I would suggest you watch the Subject Matter Minute, as we've mentioned. It's kind of a central repository for all things benefits. And of course, it'd be wonderful if all of us had someone to go to who could help with these sorts of things. But a lot of us don't, and not everyone has something like the Subject Matter Minute or, you know, video repository for information on those. But generally, I would say HR is a good place to go. They have a good grip on your benefit package. But of course, that varies from person to person, depending on how long they've been in the job, you know, or how much they know. So I would say they're a good first contact, but I would definitely suggest going to the subject matter expert within that specific benefit department. For instance, at the state, there are people within EGI, Employees Group Insurance, who have a much deeper understanding of health insurance, flexible spending accounts, et cetera, than, say, a general HR person would. But it takes a combination of approaches. You know, we need to know, first of all, what our benefits are. And honestly, that's what got me into the Subject Matter Minute. So early on, I noticed on my pay stub, there was a little thing that was a plus column that said long, and I had no idea what it was. And that was actually $80 a month. So I, you know, researched, found out it was longevity pay. And at the state, every 5 years, you'll get another $40 added to your monthly pay. So it adds up, you know, I think I'm getting 160 now or something like that. So that kind of gives you an idea how long I've worked there. So that's what got the show started. So first of all, we need to know what our benefits are. We need to know where the information is on the various websites, right? We need to know who the contact person is for each. We also need to stay proactive and check for updates to existing benefit programs. Details change regularly. I know this because every year I have to change the videos in one way or another, right? I think sometimes this can be a bit overwhelming, and so we need to be patient with ourselves and perhaps okay with being, you know, having a less than perfect understanding, except, of course, at the time of need. That's when you really need to figure it out. And, you know, some benefits are set and forget. Others require yearly care, and some you don't need till you need them, right? But having a decent knowledge of all of them can save you time, stress, and confusion when you need to use them.
Absolutely. I feel like being organized is a really great thing to do for many reasons. But when it comes to our benefits, maybe writing them down, having a place, like a one-stop place that people can, you can, and your spouse can, anyone in the family can say, all right, now who do we have for vision? What is my dental benefit again this year? And I have had benefits for many years, and I've changed my benefits throughout the years. And sometimes I can't remember what I changed them to because open enrollment is short most of the time. I think the state has a longer than usual open enrollment, but for me, it's about 10 days and we're put on the spot. Like, you've got to choose. You've got to choose now. I know there's a couple of different kinds of enrollment. There's passive enrollment, where what you had last year just automatically rolls into the next year. And some of it's active enrollment, where you actually have to choose what you need or what you want. And it'll usually say that in your portal when you're picking your benefits, but sometimes it doesn't. So that's maybe another thing to look at. But if open enrollment season is over, having that cheat sheet as you actually check the box, I am enrolling in this benefit, you write it down on your cheat sheet. That would be great. And I have just done that this year for the first time because of this podcast. I think this is going to be a really good experiment to see if maybe I can be more proactive about all my benefits, the timelines, the due dates, things to just potentially be aware of. Like, I can't have a root canal this year. Hopefully I don't need one, but you know, now I know if I do need one, maybe I could wait a year. We'll see. But hopefully I won't need one at all. So it's that kind of thing that I can keep in mind as I go through my benefit year. So all of these tips, I think, are wonderful. So thank you for adding yours in there. So do you have any tips you'd recommend to help people navigate those benefits, retirement benefits? or any of the topics that you cover in the Subject Matter Minute. You mentioned some already, but really, what are some tips that you have as you are a subject matter expert now? I would say at least in the moment, you might forget later on some of those subjects, but what have you had to do to learn about each of those topics? And what could the listener do as well to help them be more informed?
Okay, as far as learning the topics myself, like many, when I first started at the state, I was given a handbook, and that went, I neatly tucked it into a drawer and never cracked it. So I've done most of the learning by researching the topics for the Subject Matter Minute, right? Some of the topics were straightforward, and I was pretty much able to put together the materials without too much help. Others, on the other hand, had heavy involvement with the subject matter expert. Retirement, for instance. Okay. This is one benefit that I suggest everyone talk to someone about repeatedly. As soon as the thought crosses your mind, get with someone from Wyoming Retirement System or whomever you are with, as well as potentially a financial advisor if you have one. Of course, if you have WRS, I also suggest you watch the Subject Matter Minute episodes. There are an order of operations to many things and things to think about when retiring. Try not to just get your information from Joe down the hall. All right. Talk to the appropriate people. I have basically four episodes related to the state of Wyoming retirement plans, two for the pension, because there's a lot of information there, one for the 457 plan, and one for using the retirement calculator, which is something you can use to figure out how much you'll get at what point.
So retirement is a whole nother subject in and of itself. It has sub-subjects. Sounds like it's something that is worthy of a little more time than maybe just vision insurance. And I deal mainly with health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance. I understand those and more on the pharmacy side, even though I don't really work with the state's pharmacy. But that's kind of where I have my deeper knowledge. But when it comes to retirement, not so much. And this is such a good reminder for me. I think retirement is one of those sneaky things that kind of comes up and bites you at one point and you just...
Right. And I can't tell you exactly when to start looking into it. But again, when you start thinking about it in any fashion, I mean, that might be a year, might be 5 years before that. You might want to start figuring it out.
If you're a new employee, or let's say you're just starting in the job force, maybe that is where you can ask those questions. So why does this matter now? And what will it look like in 10 years when it comes to retirement? And do you have any recommendations where I can maximize my benefits so that 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, that I can really make the most of the benefits that have been giving me? I had never thought of telling my kids that. And so I wish I will now. I will go back and I'll say, hey, you have some questions you can get answers for with your HR, being maybe the first line, and they can then tell you where to go for those additional benefit questions and get answers to those. So that's really great, Matt. I'm actually feeling like I could do that and learn a lot right this moment. I'm sure because of the subject matter minute, how long has it been around, by the way?
The subject matter minute?
Yes.
So it's been about 6 years now.
6 years?
Yeah. So obviously, one of the tasks I have to do is go back through and make updates because things change, but I try to make them as evergreen as possible.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of success stories have you had when you've done the subject matter minute? And, you know, can you share some of that positive feedback? Now, I have seen some of the feedback on YouTube and people are so grateful because you're doing this. It's kind of a rare thing. Like I have never seen anybody really talk to benefits this specifically. So first off, way to go, e-learning coordinator guru.
Thank
like
you very
this
much.
Is wonderful. And I know that I've utilized your subject matter minute too. And Cigna has a lot of resources, especially around mental health. And we did an episode about what is available. And I'll tell you now, we have even more things available for anyone who needs any kind of mental, emotional support. That can be found on WyomingOnWellness.org now under the mental page. But back in the day when I reached out to you, we didn't have WyomingOnWellness.org. So thankful that you had your YouTube video that, you know, people could look at over and over again and just remind them of how to access that on MyCigna.com, which is really the hub of where all their benefits are. But it's sometimes hard to find, and you don't know what you don't know. I feel like sometimes when I think of Cigna, it's like getting a car and not knowing all of the amazing different tools and bells and whistles within that car until you turn and sell it and someone figures that out for you and you went, oh, I didn't know it did that. That's right. A bummer. I wish I would have known that. I would have used it all along. My rearview mirrors defog or defrost. How cool is that? So I feel like that is a lot about what happens with our benefits too. Like there's so many things there that we don't know and it changes all the time. So what are some of those success stories besides the one that I just gave you?
Well, first of all, I want to say I get the most positive feedback from the HR folks at the state, actually. You know, they're often tasked with onboarding new employees, and the state doesn't really have a centralized onboarding process yet. We're very close. They often start with assigning the subject matter minute videos to the or the playlist to the employees. Makes me feel good about the work I do, right? And I do run into them a lot, and they're very friendly folks at the state. So honestly, when I started, I didn't even think about doing this for HR. It was entirely for employees. So I do get emails regularly from employees thanking me for doing the show or for individual episodes. And I saved a couple emails from folks. I'm going to read you this quote, if you don't mind.
I would love it.
Okay. Quote, this video and attached links were absolutely wonderful. I dreaded open enrollment and had not done it yet. I followed along with the attached link that you provided, and it was so easy. Thank you. I cried the first time I enrolled. Thank you again. End quote. And then I got another one. Quote, I'm just now writing to let you know I really enjoy your monthly programs. Thank you for getting this information out to us state employees. There are several of your topics I wasn't even aware were out there. They have been very helpful, so please keep them coming, end quote.
Well, again, it's another reason to look at Subject Matter Minute and just peruse through the topics. And even if they don't exactly align with your organization, ask. And I think that is the key. I think if you did an episode on that topic, there's enough information on that topic to know. And I think if you watch that topic, you can write some questions down that you can ask your internal subject matter expert and get some answers and hopefully maximize your benefits in that way. So I guess it's safe to say that it's difficult for all of us, right, to manage all of our benefits. But one thing I guess I want to tell you, dear listener, we're none of us are perfect. This is a hard thing to do. It's actually very counterintuitive to have benefits and know how to use them. It's not like we were born learning about benefits, like we were born learning how to talk. Benefits have their own language. And a lot of times we don't know what those words mean. Thank goodness for Google and for our HR benefits specialists. We appreciate them more than they know because they actually are able to explain those things and get constant calls with questions and answering those questions one at a time. So they're the unsung hero, truly. But I also think we need to be maybe kind to ourselves in how we manage all of that. And know, though, you can do a little better. We're always trying to improve all of the things that make us healthier and well. And benefits and knowing them is a benefit to our wellness because the more we know about them, the better we can maximize the outcome of our health and our future. So don't have to be perfect.
And it's about reducing stress at the time of need.
Yes.
I mean, yes. Because typically, at least with health insurance, there's going to be a lot of stress in a situation.
Absolutely. And we go through it and do it the wrong way sometimes, and then we have to relearn it. Go back. I would say just be patient with yourself and devote time to it. I feel like sometimes we just don't want to because it's not a pleasant topic, even though it is a benefit, and usually benefits are kind of like presents, man. I mean, you know, they're helpful. But even so, they come with their own language. They come with effort. but it is well worth just taking some time to intentionally think through it and put some time on your calendar. Mondays are always kind of blessed, so just make Monday a benefit day one day out of the year, maybe in the first part of the year, and just write down all those benefits. Write down the cool ones with a smiley face, the ones with, and somehow make it really relatable. So when you look at it, it's a visual relief, not something that's very stressful to look at either. Spreadsheets are tough. I love spreadsheets, but are you going to refer to a spreadsheet when you really need that benefit? That's up to you. For you mathematical people, you might. But for someone like me, I'm more visual. So I use blocks, and I actually have a notepad, and I'm actually blocking squares for each of my benefits so that I can see it more as this visual puzzle, I would say, of all the things that are there. But at a glance, I use a really big piece of paper. I have a lot of benefits. You probably too do too. So those are maybe some ideas you can try, but come up with your own method if those don't sound appealing to you. So Matt, just in your experience as you've been looking through benefits and being mindful and diving into the details of them, what cool benefits have you found that maybe employees didn't know about or that you kind of wish they would know more about so they could take advantage of them?
Sure. Well, like you said, I think they're all cool. They're fabulous. It's wonderful to have benefits. But there's one benefit that changed since I started making this subject matter minute, or when I made it about this subject. And there may be some folks out there that still need to hear about it. The state does a $20 per month match on our 457 plan. So that means if you put in $20, they'll match the $20. Back in the day, you had to opt in to do this. If you didn't, you wouldn't get the $20 a month. $20 doesn't sound like much, but you know, with compounding interest in decades, it is. Nowadays, luckily, they do it differently. They automatically put 3% of new employees' income into the account. So this means that you're automatically getting the $20 match. But for you folks at the state that have been around for a while, you'd better make sure you're getting that. And for anyone else that, for that matter, fund anything that gets a match. It's free money. Disclaimer, I'm not a licensed financial advisor. Now, if I may, there's one other topic that I did a subject matter minute on that isn't really a benefit, but it's something that can benefit anyone in the state. Have you heard of unclaimed property?
I have not.
Okay, and most people haven't. The state treasurer's office searches for money out there that you haven't collected, and they get it and they give it back to you. This can be rebates for products that you haven't collected, and initial or partial payments for subscriptions. Anyway, I went to the site, and for myself, I was able to pull out $200 to $300. The record after the subject matter minute was somebody that got $566. Somebody also got one penny. I'm pretty sure they didn't put in for it, but $566. I mean, that was serious, right?
Wow.
So definitely my favorite episode and gave me the most satisfaction because I got a lot of feedback on that one. And it's kind of a benefit. I suggest everybody go do a search. It's on the treasurer's site.
Absolutely. Okay, so maybe we can put that in the show notes. But you can always go back to look at that subject matter minute, right? It is available.
Yep.
So unclaimed property. Look for that in there, in that YouTube channel. So that's amazing. I am going to have to actually look into that myself. Maybe there's something like that for me out there.
I noticed that my dad still has quite a few things in there. I told him about it, but you know, for him, maybe it's not enough money to make action.
I'd say right now, most people care. So I think that is a really great gift you've just given people. And what is one piece of advice that you would give listeners as they navigate all of these resources, benefits, and their complexities?
Well, I don't know if I can just give one piece, but kind of as a wrap up, stay proactive. You know, understanding your benefits isn't a one and done. Know which benefits need or take maintenance and put the dates on your calendar for those processes. Understand that there may be yearly changes and discover what they are so you're not surprised when you need to use them. Don't be afraid to ask questions and ask them until you're satisfied, right? The people you're talking to are there for you. There are training materials out there for all of your benefits. I almost guarantee it, right? You got to find them, bookmark them, you know, and consider this part of your job. Do it while you're on the clock.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Doing all of this is going to help you physically, financially, and mentally.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So, Matt, thank you for inspiring us. If nothing else, we are going to leave feeling like we really do have some work to do. And I think it's good work, and it's going to be a benefit to us. So thank you for coming and helping us through kind of a really tough topic, getting some practical notes from the end of that. So, and thank you, audience, for listening. It is just great to have this resource available to be able to navigate the complexities of healthcare, of benefits, and we're here to help you. So Wyoming on Wellness is your go-to resource for all the things mental, physical, financial, and we really do care. We really want to help you benefit from all of those amazing resources. So be sure to subscribe to Wyoming on Wellness, our podcast. You'll be the first to know when a new episode goes live. And make sure to leave a 5-star review too, please, to help others like you find out more and to follow our show. So thank you, and we're looking forward to next time.